You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hi there, folks. This is Joseph speaking, and today I'm going to do a podcast of the app called Blindfold Feud, which, of course, is already out in the iOS App Store. This is a game which is based off the mechanics of Family Feud, and Marty Schultz wrote this game. So, at the end of this episode, I'm going to tell you how you can contact Marty Schultz if you have any feedback or suggestions or anything else that you want to talk to him about, any game-related stuff. Now, the first part of this presentation, I'm going to let the iPod Touch I'm using, with iOS 9.3.5 on it, speak you the help file of Family Feud, of the Blindfold Feud game, and so that you can hear what the help file consists of. And then, after the help file gets done, I will go over what other things are in the help menu, and then I will go back and I'll go into the main menu and discuss all the things you'll see there when you get the app. Some of the things I'll tell you about, but then I'll leave you to try it out on your own when you get the app. Now, this app is free, of course, with in-app upgrades you can buy, for in-app purchases. And you'll see that in the upgrades, and I'll talk about that later. And for now, I'm going to let the help file do its thing. And I won't be speaking while the help file is speaking. And when I do the demonstration, I'm going to demonstrate and play a few moves of the game where it says play solo. So that's what I'll be demonstrating for you.
Done. Button. To exit from the screen, tap in the upper right corner. Overview. Blindfold Feud is a fully accessible trivia game inspired by the TV game show Family Feud. You control this game using iPhone gestures. The objective of the game is to win more money than your opponents. Picking game, solo. In the picking solo game, you are given a question and a list of answers. You need to pick the answer that most people chose. If you are right, you win points based on how popular that answer is. For example, if 40% of the audience pick the most popular answer, you win 40 points. If you are wrong, and there's only one alternative answer, you move on to the next question. If you are wrong and there's at least two alternative answers left, you can pick another answer for this question. The game is over when you have made three wrong guesses. You can change this in the settings screen. When you have completed three questions correctly, you move up to level 2. In level 2, your points are doubled. In level 3, your points are tripled, and so on for each higher level. The picking solo game has only two or three choices per question. Keep in mind that choices per question are only the most popular, they are not the only answers that people came up with. For example, if the popularity of two choices were 40% and 35% respectively, there are still other answers that add up to the additional 25%. To repeat the question, swipe down with two fingers. Picking game, two-player, this is just like a solo game, but when you make a wrong guess, it's your opponent's turn. The game ends when either player has made three wrong guesses. Guessing game with hints, solo. In the guessing solo game, you are given a question, and you enter the answer. In this game, you are trying to guess the most popular answer, not a correct answer. You are given the first letter of the answer, and you must type in the next two letters of the word, followed by the return key. For example, if the question is name something a parent reminds kid use at summer camp, the popular answers are toothbrush, sunscreen, and soap. All answers with these questions have only single word answers. The game will tell you there are three answers, one that begins with the letter T, and two that begin with the letter S. If you enter the letter T, you are correct if you continue with the letters O and O. If you enter the letter S, you are correct if you continue with the letters U and N. Or, if you enter the letter S, you are also correct if you continue with the letters O and A. If you are correct, you win points based on how popular the answer is. For example, if 40% of the audience pick the most popular answer, you win 40 points. If you are wrong, you move on to the next question. If you have no idea what the answer is, you can press pass, and move on to the next question, and you will not be penalized. If you are correct, you can enter another answer for this question. The game is over when you have made three wrong guesses. You can change this in the settings screen. When you have completed three questions correctly, you move up to level 2. In level 2, your points are doubled. In level 3, your points are tripled, and so on for each higher level. To repeat the question, press the repeat button. Guessing game with hints, two-player, this is just like a solo game, but when you make a wrong guess, or if you pass, it's your opponent's turn. The game ends when either player has made three wrong guesses. Guessing game, solo. In the guessing solo game, you are given a question, and you enter the answer. There are no hints. This is much harder than the guessing game with hints. In this game, you are trying to guess the most popular answer, not just a correct answer. For example, if the question is what is under a Christmas tree besides presents, you could answer cookies, broken ornaments, needles that fell off of the tree, a train, a pet, or Santa Claus. In this case, the most popular answers were cookies and a train, and that would garner the most points. Answering Santa Claus, which is not one of the popular answers, would not garner any points. You only need to type the first three letters of the answer, followed by the return key. For example, if the answer is Roseanne, you only have to type the letters R, O, S, and the return key. Or if the answer is two words long, such as Robert Smith, you can type either the letters R, O, B or type the letters S, M, I, and the return key. If the answer is only two letters long, such as the answer no, you only have to type the letters N, O, and the return key. If the answer is one that most people picked, you win points based on how popular the answer is. For example, if 40% of the audience pick the most popular answer, you win 40 points. If you are wrong, you move on to the next question. If you have no idea what the answer is, you can press pass and move on to the next question, and you will not be penalized. If you are correct, you can enter another answer for this question. The game is over when you have made three wrong guesses. You can change this in the settings screen. When you have completed three questions correctly, you move up to level 2. In level 2, your points are doubled. In level 3, your points are tripled, and so on for each higher level. To repeat the question, press the repeat button. Guessing game, 2-player. This is just like a solo game, but when you make a wrong guess, or if you pass, it's your opponent's turn. The game ends when either player has made three wrong guesses. Playing for free, this game comes with 10 coins, so you can play 10 rounds of feud. Your opponents. You can select or change the name and skill of your opponent with a competitor upgrade. You should pick a specific player for the game, so that you have the same player on each round. If you don't get the competitor upgrade, you can still limit the number of questions in a row your competitor can answer, as well as change the competitor to always answer questions like a beginner. Settings. The settings screen has several sections. For more info, consult the common features guide.
The other things we have in the help menu are
common features for blindfold games.
Common features of blindfold games, you can check that out at your own convenience.
Frequently asked questions.
Frequently asked questions, that you can check that out too.
What is the Blindfold Games app?
You can obviously double tap on that at your own and look it up.
What is the Blindfold Games app?
So now I'm going to hit back out of here.
User guide. Help and user guides.
Done button here.
Done. Button. Blindfold Feud main menu.
Okay. Now we're at the main menu. So as we swipe across, you can hear what each of these is about. We have as follows.
Selected. Picking game, solo.
That's the one I'll be playing when I do the demonstration. I'll be playing a couple questions out of that.
Picking game, 2-player. Guessing with hints game, solo. Guessing with hints game, 2-player. Guessing game, solo. Guessing game, 2-player. Three answers, tap to change. Button. Current game scores. Button.
That option will allow you to hear your current game scores.
Reset game scores. Button.
That's self-explanatory.
Help. Button.
That is self-explanatory as well.
Settings. Button.
That, you can check that out at your own convenience.
Buy gamer upgrades. Button.
The buy gamer upgrades is self-explanatory. You can go in there at your leisure, and you can actually see what upgrades are available. And should you choose to pick any, you can double tap on the one you wish. So now I'm going to launch the solo game, and we'll play a couple of questions from there.
Blindfold feud make selected. Pick selected. Picking game, solo.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with three fingers.
Solo.
Starting picking game, solo. You have three wrong answers remaining. Starting level 1. It's your turn. Name a kind of bird you might see in your backyard. Pick the most popular answer.
And to do this, you swipe up and down with one finger, and when you find the one you want, you double tap on it. Like so.
Sparrow. Blue jay. Hummingbird.
I'm gonna guess the one in the middle.
Blue jay. It's your turn. Name a kind of bird you might see in your backyard. Pick the next most popular answer.
Okay, so that wasn't right. Alright, I'll try the first one.
Hummingbird. Sparrow. Hummingbird. Impressive. 16 people picked hummingbird, and you get $16. It's your turn. Name the toughest part about owning an elephant as a pet. Pick the most popular answer. Feeding. Cleaning up. You are a natural. 33 people pick cleaning up, and you get $33. It's your turn. Name an activity kids do at day camp. Pick the most popular answer. Hiking. Swim. The correct answer is that 28 people picked hiking. It's your turn. Name a specific kind of pepper people put in their food. Pick the most popular answer. Black. Bell. The correct answer is that 47 people picked black. You won $49 and answered 2 out of 5 questions correctly. Congratulations, you should post your score to Twitter by tapping the screen twice with two fingers, swipe up to play again, or swipe up with three fingers to return to the main menu.
Well, since this app is out, I'll be posting my score after I end this podcast. But like I said before, it'll tell you how to post your score too. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and hope you like what you heard about Blindfold Feud, and you can get this at the App Store by going to the App Store and searching for Blindfold Feud or looking for Kid Friendly Software Incorporated. There, you can actually see all the apps that Marty has done so far. If you want to contact Marty Schultz, you may contact him at marty@blindfoldgames.org. That's marty@blindfoldgames.org. If you wish to contact me, you may do so with sending an email to josephweakland@att.net. Or since I've got the Threema app now, you can add me on Threema with Threema ID capital C, capital U, capital B, number 5, capital U, capital J, capital T, capital X. And when you do, you can send me a message saying that you heard about me on the AppleBiz. So, well, folks, thanks for listening, and have yourself a good day. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleBiz community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applebiz.com.